I got a good one here. Lightening it up a little bit. Maybe. Do you have a fantasy football team? If so, who is your quarterback? If not, who would your quarterback be?
That one's easy. Matthew Stafford.
I knew it. Only if you get 81 with him, right?
No, well, that would be good, too. I'd take both of them. The direct answer is I don't play fantasy football. We obviously encourage it a lot. It's just that in this day and age, people, while it might be fun and it might be a joke, I think for the commissioner of the NFL to do that, and people might think that that influences my thinking. It obviously wouldn't, but they might think that, the perception. So I feel it's best not to do it. I miss it, though. And one of the great things that I see from fantasy football is not just that it gives people a way to engage, but I got a letter prior to the season from a fan who said, I just want to thank you because I'm now re-engaged with my daughter, who had sort of said, she's 14 and I really have other things to do. But she wanted to play fantasy football, and she's in a league with her father, and now they're in with a bunch of fathers and daughters playing fantasy football. So it's a way for us to bring people together, and I think it's a great part of the NFL, but it's also a great part of fantasy football.
How long, or rather, how would you like to see the NFL impact inner-city children?
Well, I think we are, and I think it starts a lot with the heroes and some of the people that we see tonight, the current former players. They're role models, and what they do in the communities and how they give back, I think you see that every day, and that is something that I think is incredibly powerful. We also have programs, and I'm sure the Lions have it here and giving back into their communities. They do have programs where they're working out and reaching out into their communities that I'm very proud of, and I think everybody in this audience and also in this community should be proud of. And then the NFL has programs on a league-wide level that are also impacting on here. The Play 60 program that was discussed about getting kids out and getting them active for 60 minutes. You don't have to play football. You just have to be active. And we have a lot of programs that I think are designed not just for inner city, but for all youth and for kids to try to understand what they have to do to be successful in life. And it's not just about playing football.
One of the things, Roger, that I know the Lions have been proactive in is improving the game day experience for fans. And I would imagine that's a challenge for the league because the at-home experience has become so incredible now with widescreen TVs and HD and things like that. I had a rare Sunday off. I sat and watched NFL Red Zone. It was heaven. But some of the things that do you feel like you've seen around the league to improve that experience for the fans to keep them coming out to games?
Well, you're right in the challenge. The experience at home and our partners like Fox do an unbelievable job. And it is when you have that big screen and you have super slow-mo and you can get red zone and all, that's a wonderful thing. But you're also right about the Lions. And they're leaders, I think, in the league of making sure the experience in this stadium is great. It starts with the facility. You've got a great stadium. Everyone worked hard to get that. And that's sort of the stage. But once you have that, you got to make people feel safe. That's the other. When they come to a stadium, they have to feel safe. Whether you're wearing a Lions jersey or a Packers jersey, they ought to be able to come to a stadium and root for the team and have fun. They may take a little ribbing, but they got to have fun. And we've taken a lot of steps to do that, and the Lions, I know, take that part of it seriously. The other is bringing technology into the stadium. And one of the problems is a lot of times in our stadiums, because of technology, we ask you to disengage. We actually, you have to shut down because you can't use your devices in a facility because it's just technologically not, you're not able to do it. So we're trying to figure out what that solution is so there's a Wi-Fi in the stadium so you can see red zone in the stadium. So you can potentially see things like under the hood, which we created this year, so that in the stadium, you're the only people who can see what the replay officials are looking at. Unfortunately, you weren't able to see that on Thursday. I get that. But the point is
we can talk about that some more if you want.
Yeah, I know. I gave you an opening, didn't I? But, what we have to do is try to bring that experience into the stadium and make it more exciting, more entertaining. They do a great job here. I was at a game here last year, and it was you could see how they entertain the fans. And that's not just music. It's just not video boards. It's making sure that we do everything to make that moment and that 3 hours completely exciting beyond the game.